Hello, everybody. Welcome to or welcome back to Remix Reality Podcast for the last time this season. Oh my gosh, guys, I'm gonna do my whole little reflective bit in a little bit, so I'm not even gonna, you know, start now. So I don't, I'm like, am I gonna cry? We'll see. But thank you guys so much for joining me on episode 20. I thought to end out season one, I would just do a little bit more of like a reflective piece. It's also my last week of my second year of college, so that's crazy. I'm like halfway done, and so I think there's just so much to reflect on. I'm still in the midst of finals, so it really feels like I'm not done yet because I'm nowhere near done, but we're wrapping things up. And honestly, time is flying by. Like, it's getting quite scary. I'm like, everything needs to stop. I blink and all of a sudden I'm like gonna be 60. Like, it's just absolutely insane. I had a friend message me a couple days before, she listens to the podcast because I talked about her one time, and she texted me right after. I was like, oh, thank you for talking about me, but I'm gonna talk about you again. And she texted me because she went home last week, and she was just being very kind and very reflective, and how she was like, I cannot believe we're halfway done, and just expressing her gratitude for me and just for the opportunities that being at the school has granted us. And I think it just made me want to end this episode on gratitude and stuff like that. Obviously, I'm going to reflect because it's been a year, to say the very least. But I am very grateful for just the path that this year has brought me on, and starting the podcast and the opportunities and stuff like that. But we're going to talk about school, and we're going to talk about me, and then we're going to lead into the podcast to end the season off. So today's episode will probably be shorter. So great for a hot girl walk, a quick little 1 mile run, maybe. I don't know. Do people listen to podcasts while they run? Who knows? But yes. So I think this year was one of a lot of things. I think there's no singular word to describe what this year has brought. I think it's brought opportunity. I think it's brought joy. I think it's brought reality. All those things, all of the above. I'm sitting on my bed right now, and I remember, I don't have to move out yet, so, you know, my lease was a year, but, you know, so I'll be here all summer. But basically, I remember carrying my luggage and stuff upstairs, being so terrified, low-key, of what this year had to bring. And it definitely tested me in every single way. Academically, socially, emotionally, physically. Like, I think I was being tested every single day of this year. We had like a Black Wall Society bonding day yesterday. And we went bowling. Really fun. I'm not that good, but it's a fun thing to do. Just a little side note. And we were driving back because the current president and our amazing secretary and our VP are all graduating. But we were talking, and I was just asking them how they felt about graduating in this new chapter and what the past 4 years has been with them. And the president was talking a lot about how, like, she wouldn't change a thing. Like, although it was really, really tough, and like, everything that she learned, all the good, all the bad, all the ugly, was there for a reason. And she's very glad that she learned those lessons earlier in life than being in her 20s and learning these lessons. And I think that's something that's so beautiful to be able to reflect and be like, even though there were moments in which things were so hard to keep pushing, like, the fact that you did, I think just shows how strong you are. And it's just a testament of what your future is going to look like. Like, I just think when I'm going through hard moments, my motivating factor is knowing that I've overcome everything in the past that I thought was going to take me out. And knowing that you're a lot stronger than you think you are. You're a lot capable than you think you are. I mean, the things of your past may have bruised you up a little bit, but nothing took you out. And I think just giving yourself a little bit more credit and understanding that, like, you were made for this time. You were made for this moment. Like, your life is your life. I think it's just something that I have realized this year more than anything. I think I was about to make a Gypsy Rose joke. Guys, I feel like I haven't been joking with you guys enough recently. Episodes 1 through 5, I was literally a comedian, right? Call me, what's his name? Kevin Hart, but 6 foot tall, okay? But I was going to say I'm on a hype right now, but that's not. Anyways, beginning of this school year was rough, okay? And I talked about it in the episode sometimes. It was It was a lot, okay? Winter quarter, a beautiful breeze. That's what always happens. I think it's because the chill teachers, like the teachers that genuinely care about us, that love us, the content. There's nothing can beat winter quarter classes. Nobody can tell me otherwise. Yeah, nothing can compare to winter quarter classes. Nobody, first year, same thing. Second year, same thing. I'm praying. Third and fourth year on the same level. Winter quarter is just a beautiful moment. Fall quarter is like, eh, you know, you're still in the slums from, you know, summer classes. Because summer's the worst that you can ever experience. So I'm just going to put that out there. 5-week classes, a quarter of content, which is equivalent to, in some cases, a year of content. In 5 weeks will actually make you think that you're going crazy. I mean, you probably are. I took an econ class last summer and an earth system science class. I hated my life for 5 weeks this summer, and then I had to take the rest of summer to recover. Like, that's how bad it was. 5 weeks doesn't sound like that much. Oh, trust. 5 weeks, including finals and midterms. You literally take one week of content, then you have a midterm. Another week of content, another midterm. Because at this school, I think at a lot of schools, the concept of midterm doesn't really make sense to a lot of professors. So you have like 60 midterms in the course of 10 weeks, or in summer cases, summer sessions as well. Anyways, I am going to answer some questions that I asked ChatGPT. I'm sorry, I did ask ChatGPT for these questions, and it's just going to be a reflective little episode specifically. What surprised you the most about yourself this year? I think one thing that I learned is I'm surprisingly okay with being alone. I think first year, I felt like I always had to be with somebody. Even when it came to things like eating in the dining hall, going to the gym, even though towards the end of the year, I was like really happy when nobody would go to the gym with me because I could like really just lock in. But just things like that, like I realized that I'm okay with being alone. And I think we've been kind of conditioned to think that if you're alone, there's something wrong with you. But I think there's beauty in like just enjoying your company and being by yourself. I think I spent a lot of time by myself this year. I think, honestly, it's done a lot of good for me than anything. I was still connected with people. I still hung out with my friends and stuff like that. But just truly just being alone, I think, has been really good. And I think I've been pretty alone this year in a good way, you know? Like, I didn't feel like I needed somebody by my side 24/7. So that surprised me. How did this year feel different from your first year? I think I'm a lot more knowledgeable. I took a lot more risks this year. I was involved in a lot more things. So it felt different in the sense that like my schedule was so full this year. Insane. But in a good way, it felt very empowering. Like I felt like I'm a lot more knowledgeable this year than I was last year. Not just academically, but socially, emotionally, all of the above. And my biggest challenge this year was overcoming imposter syndrome a little bit. I think specifically this quarter, I just was able to get a lot of opportunities that I really just didn't think that I kept doubting my ability. I kept doubting, is this really me, if that makes sense? I think I oftentimes will doubt like how capable I am. And I'm actually presenting my research tomorrow, which is super cool. But I had a professor, and I'm going to talk about this in my speech that I'm giving, who winter quarter, I'm telling you, it says winter quarter classes. Winter quarter of this year, I took a ethics course, and it was 3 hours on a Monday at night, right? And I was going to drop it because I'm like, what the heck do I look like being at school until like 9 o'clock? On a Monday. Like, that's really weird. And I loved that class. I think probably one of my favorite classes my favorite class to this date. We essentially, like, every week we had a guest lecturer, people of every different field, like, every single field. And one thing that was really interesting is my professor would always give her little anecdotes, right? And she would always have something to share with us and so much wisdom and all that stuff. And one thing that she shared was how when she was in undergrad and when she went to grad school, she never had any, or she did. She eventually had people who looked at her and told her that she was capable and saw the potential and saw the goal in her and wanted to help her expand on that. And so she attributes her success in many ways to those teachers and those advisors and those peers who saw the potential in herself that she couldn't see. And my teacher for winter quarter was that for me, because I think for whatever reason, I still didn't think that I was capable. I still didn't think that I was smart enough. I still didn't think that I was able to make my voice heard or have an impact in any way, shape, or form. And she essentially came alongside me and made me realize that that's not the case. And I think what helped me get through that challenge was overcoming my sense of, like, just this idea that I wasn't capable. I wasn't worthy of these opportunities. And so she came alongside me and she championed me. And I'm now in a graduate course with her this quarter. And I'm presenting my research that was under her tomorrow. And I think if you would have told me freshman year that I would be putting together something like this, that I'd be standing up to, well, once my research is out, you'll see. But that, I just think it's a lot. I think I've had a lot of courage this year, but it wouldn't have been possible without the people in my life encouraging me and pushing me that I am capable. So thank you to everybody in my life who has done that for me. Okay. So what is a moment this year where I felt truly at peace or happy? Winter quarter. I'm kidding. No, I think truly at peace and me, like, not being able to think of anything. No, I didn't. I was really happy when I was in Indiana, but I think it was also because, like, I was on vacation, so it's like, I get to be on vacation. It was during spring break. Yeah, I would say then being in Indy, I think, was very exciting, very cool. I got to explore, but let's think if I could think of a moment in school. When was I really happy? This is bad. Okay, this isn't a specific moment, but I would say it's every time I'm with these group of people. Recently, and I know they listen to the pod too, so shout out to them. I joined a group called, I'm not going to say what the group is called, but I joined a group on campus, and it's around mentorship, and I was an intern for it for this year. But through there, I met so many amazing people. Like, I don't think I laugh as hard. I don't think I'm as joyful. Well, I think they bring out the good in me. And so getting to meet those people, and it's so interesting, right? Like, that there's a chance we could have never crossed paths, but they, I think, always bring me so much joy and excitement. And they're also just so real. Like, you know, they don't pretend to have everything together 24/7. Like, they're very authentic to themselves. And that's something that I admire so, so much. And just on that note, I think people who are so unashamed and unafraid to just be themselves and love the things that they love and, you know, just be who they truly are and not who they think they need to be to fit a mold or whatever the case is, I think those are the people I admire the most. I think it's a quality that is very attractive. I think a lot of people will be attracted to you, not necessarily like physically, but in terms of like wanting to be around you. And I think that's just a little fun fact. Fun fact, be yourself. People can tell when you're not. What friendships or connections carried you through this year? All of them. If it's a connection or a friendship that is still present in my life, it has carried me through this year. Every single person, I think, has played such a huge role in this year, whether they realize it or not. Shout out to my roommate, Arivai, for always making me laugh. We just have a good time. We have so much fun, and I'm very excited for summer. But I think very much at peace, very much I'm just able to laugh. I'm able to, you know, in a way forget about the nonsense, but also, like, we talked about it too, you know, we were real with that. And so thank you. But no, every single friendship, shout out all my girls, love you, and just everybody, I think each and every one of you, right? But I think every single friendship that I've had that I'm still in contact with, if I'm still talking to you, if I'm still friends with you, you carried me through this year. Okay. What is one memory from this year that you'll hold on to forever? That's a beautiful question. One memory from this year that I want to hold on to forever would... There's so many. I think there was just so many little pockets of joy and things that I hope I remember for the rest of my life. I think I shed a lot of laughter this year, even when it didn't feel right to laugh. Like, not in terms of, like, you can't read the room, but, like, there was so much happening, so much chaos and all this stuff, and yet still surrounding myself with people who remind me to choose joy. But yeah, I think I laughed so much this year. The little Black Law Society game night and random stuff we would do. Every time I met with the poli sci exec committee, and I was with Jordan and everybody, just always ha ha hee hee. To the moments in which the mentorship program got very like heated and competitive, very fun, very fresh. To just like learning more about my classmates and coming into contact with people of like various walks of life. I want to keep it all. I want to remember it all. The good, the bad, the ugly, I want to remember it. So yeah. In what ways are you finding yourself this year? I think I am currently going back and I'm learning a lot of things. I think I am, I realized that I'm very aware. Who would have thought? As I'm like unpacking or if I'm explaining why, like for example, I'm very anxious right now, whatever the case is, like I'm very good at being able to identify what that source is and then doing whatever I can to alleviate that. So I think one thing that I've learned and one way that I'm finding myself is going back and identifying those moments and then like building myself to be a better person from that, if that makes sense. But I think I'm finding myself by spending more time with myself. I said I've been alone a lot this year and I love it. Obviously, I know isolation isn't, I think there's a difference between being alone and being isolated. Let me put that first. I think being alone is not always, like 24/7 isn't the best, right? I think as humans, we're made for connection, we're made to want to socialize and be connected with other individuals. So that for too long isn't good. But I think having time of just solitude is great. How has my relationship with myself changed this year? I think specifically the past 6 months, I've been a lot kinder to myself in every way, whether it's taking care of my health, whether it's the way that I speak about myself, the way that I think about myself, my confidence in me and my abilities. I think I'm becoming a lot more kind to Lily. And what habits and routines have helped ground you? The gym. The gym has grounded me. The gym and journaling. And going on walks. Those three, a beautiful combo. I think I'm having a bad day. I'm stressed. I'm going to the gym. I'm going to PR. You know, I'm excited about life. Go to the gym. Go on a walk. Journal about it. Cry about it. All the things I think have kept me grounded this year. And I think waking up early sounds really weird, but I do wake up pretty early. Not today, though. I woke up at 8. But that, for whatever reason, good reset, keeps me grounded. But yes. Okay, now I'm going to switch gears a little bit and talk a little bit more just about the podcast and looking ahead and what I've learned from you guys specifically. And yeah, I think one thing, the biggest theme that I've learned with the podcast is that I am not alone. I think I have gotten so many messages and DMs from people who I've known forever and those who I haven't known for that long, people who used to be in my life and are reconnecting and all that stuff. And there's just been a shared theme that like a lot of things that we've talked about they can relate to on like a deeper level. And I think that is something, I think nobody ever wants to feel alone. And I remember in the first episode I talked about how I wanted to create a space in which we felt like we weren't alone and that we can talk about things and that we can grow and we can expand and stuff like that. And I am proud to say I feel like that community has been built and I'm excited for it to continue to grow and all of that stuff. And so I think one thing the podcast has taught me for sure is that I'm not alone and that I know that I have a group of people behind me who are supporting me, who are encouraging me. And I think on that same note, I think I've just realized that people are genuinely kind. Obviously taking, you know, 30 to an hour of your time to listen to somebody talk. It takes sacrifice in a way. And I think there are people who genuinely don't owe me anything, but still are choosing to tune in every single week and send me kind messages and all that stuff. And I want to thank you guys so, so much because it's definitely hasn't been the easiest. Balancing work and school and the podcast and everything has been pretty hard. But those messages that you guys send me really encourage me and keep me going and knowing that I can help foster a community of people who are hopeful about life, are optimistic about life, and are really taking the steps to identify the areas in their life in which they can grow and improve and how they can take back control of their life and remix the reality. And so I want to thank you guys so, so much for that. And I think one thing that I learned about myself is that I've been through a lot. I think I definitely censored myself a little bit. I don't talk about everything, but I think I also do talk about a lot. But I think even just writing the episodes and having experiences to share from and stuff like that, like that's also been a message that people have texted me. like, one of my friends sent me a voice memo in the beginning of the year. I think it was probably like episode 3. And she was just like, you are so strong. And she had just mentioned how, like, to me, like, the things that I've been through in my past aren't, like, that big of a deal to me. But understanding that I need to give myself more credit. And I just talked about how, you know, everything that I thought was going to take me out didn't. And I think that same sentiment is, like, acknowledge that. Acknowledge that. And I think I haven't really acknowledged that much. And so having people in my life that remind me that I've been so far and I'm going to continue to go, I think has been very, very big. So yeah. Also, just a little BTS behind the scenes. What does, you know, quitting a podcast entail? What does that look like? A lot of paperwork, a lot of editing. I stopped writing scripts because I was just like, which is bad. Which I never wrote scripts. I wrote bullet points or like talking points and stuff like that. But I wanted it to feel more genuine and authentic. And so that's why I stopped writing scripts. And you could probably tell because there was a shift suddenly partway through the season. And I just feel like it's a lot more real. Fun fact, I've talked about this, how, you know, I want to start a podcast for the longest time. And the whole theme with that podcast was, it was going to be one take. It was going to be no script, just a theme and talking. And that's one thing that I wanted to do originally. But with this podcast, I guess it sort of turned into that. Because after episode 1, I only did one take for everything. Even though many times I wanted to scratch the entire episode and start again. But I only did that a couple times. But yes, I have my sister running the Instagram. I'm still logged in. I still check the DMs. I still do all that. But shout out my social media manager, as I call her. And yeah, we just have a lot more vision for next year. Just looking ahead. I'm very excited, guys. Very excited. We will finally be having guests. I can confidently say we will be having guests, and I am very, very excited for next season. I have so much vision, so much excitement looking forward. I like can't wait to start recording. Obviously, we are taking a little bit of a break, but I am very, very excited to get the ball rolling with season 2. I'm going to be reaching out to people. I've reached out. Some people know that they're going to be on the episode or on the podcast next season. Others, I will be reaching out to as soon as finals week is over. And if you guys want a particular guest, send me a DM. Let me know who you would want on the podcast and let's see if I can make it happen. No guarantees, but I definitely want people that you guys want to hear. I think every single person that I've even thought about inviting on the podcast is because I think they have something incredible to share. And I think that their story can impact people. And that's, I guess, the whole point, right? Is understanding that, like, life is filled with people with so much diverse backgrounds and experiences and stuff like that. And we can all learn something from them. And so that'll be super duper exciting. I can't wait. I can't wait. Okay. Yes. Am I going to cry now? No, I'm not. Okay. I want to thank you guys so, so much for all your love and support the past 20 episodes. I can't believe I sat here and talked for an hour for 20 episodes straight. But I wouldn't trade it for the world. You guys are the best. If you like the Mixed Reality Podcast, share it with a friend. You know, you got all of summer to catch up on the episodes when you go on your little runs and all that. Road trips, right? I heard Remix Reality Podcast is a great road trip podcast. Just letting you know. But thank you guys so, so much. You guys have brought me so much joy, so much excitement. And I cannot wait to see how this community grows next year. There's a lot of big changes happening in my life in particular. And so, you know, the setting a Remix Reality Podcast might be a little different within the next couple months, season 2. But just know it'll still be same Lily, just different environment. Big changes coming. Very excited. Also, little life update, you wouldn't know because you can't see me, but my hair is red. Crazy, right? What a great way to end the season, just with a bang. And I was like, for the last episode cover, should I have a picture of me with my red hair? Should this be me telling the world? But I decided no. That'll just be our little secret until I post on my main Instagram. But anyways, thank you guys so much. I love you all. My DMs are always open. Who knows? Maybe I'll take over the story sometime this summer. Maybe you'll get a little impromptu Instagram live. Maybe I'll vlog. Maybe I'll give you guys more BTS. I don't know. Just know, although season one is officially over, that doesn't mean I'm gone. So, shoot me a text if you need me. Let's chat. And it would mean the world, the absolute world to me, if you guys would text me what your favorite episode was and why, or what's one thing that you learned, or what's one thing that I said that challenged you in some way, shape, or form. Let me know. All right. I will see you guys in season two. Thank you guys so much. Bye-bye.